When I was in high school, I would sing in our Easter choir, and one year I was asked to sing the Easter sequence, that lyrical song that we heard proclaimed just after the second reading. And for most of us who are usually ready to stand after the second reading for the Alleluia, Easter morning when we have a sequence, it's kind of strange. This sequence is a poem from medieval ages. There used to be many of these poems sung throughout the liturgies. Now we have two on Easter and Pentecost, and then two optional ones. And I remember the first time that I was asked to sing it. I proclaimed it, and then after Mass, I was ready for anyone to say something about it, and someone walked up and said, "That was a beautiful poem that you wrote and shared with us." And I was like, that wasn't me. That was the church and her wisdom bringing this into the celebration. This person had been listening to those lyrics, those lines, thinking that a high schooler had written them and just wanted to share this poem with everyone. The lines are so powerful. And the first time singing it, I remember the line that then and always has struck me. Speak, Mary, declaring what you saw. We have many characters who play in the drama of the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ. Many accounts. And it's beautiful how detailed some of them are. I love that our gospel today from John, of course, he, when writing about himself, would make a point, the beloved disciple ran faster than Peter, bringing up all these details about where the cloth was lying and where the other one was. Why does it matter? Well, it matters because those details show that it was observed, that it was true. And Mary's example, I think, is the most powerful for us as Christians. Mary Magdalene, the first to encounter the empty tomb. The first to encounter and have that moment. Everything that was promised, it's true. What a blessed moment. She who is now called the apostle to the apostles. She who encounters the reality and runs to tell people about it. At that point in my high school year, proclaiming that sequence, I started a relationship with Mary Magdalene as a patron, as a saint to look towards. And in the recent show that has come out, The Chosen, which is a portrayal of the life of Christ, this is not a plug for them, but I do highly recommend if you have not watched it, there's two seasons that have been released. It's on its own streaming app. Or on YouTube, and it is a beautiful portrayal of the life of Christ, but more importantly, those who are called to follow him, like all of us are called to follow him. All of us called to live the way, the truth, and the life. And Mary Magdalene, at one point within this series, towards the very beginning, after she has encountered Christ and is following him as one of his first disciples, when asked about him, she says, I don't know who he is. All I know is that I was one way, and now I'm another. And what happened in between was him. Mary Magdalene is constantly speaking and declaring what she saw and experienced. This is why she is the apostle to the apostles. She is the one to first show all Christians how we witness to what is true, how we speak of what we saw. My friends, we're on Easter Sunday. We are celebrating the fulfillment of the promise. We look at the tomb in the shadow of the cross, and we feel joy because maybe what was promised was actually true. And if that is the case, what does that mean? How are we transformed by that? In our first reading, Peter speaks out, Acts of the Apostles, And he says, you know what happened. What a powerful statement to us this morning, Easter morning. We know what happened. And yet, do we run and tell people? Do we witness and proclaim that truth? Because Christ's death and his resurrection changes everything. We would have been one way, but now we are another. And he is what changed us. And so with great joy, as we enter into Easter, Easter Sunday, we celebrate it as an octave, 8 days of celebration, of the immediate celebration of the resurrection of Christ. And then we move into the Easter season, where I get to throw holy water over everyone for 40 days. It's going to be awesome. Do we tell people about it? Are we moved by what we have seen, what we experience, and what we know? Let's pray today in a special way to encounter Jesus Christ as Mary did. As Mary Magdalene, as she sees that promise fulfilled, and she can't help but tell people about it. How are we going to speak and declare what we have seen? It may be an Easter text or a post proclaiming the great news of the gospel, the truth. It may be a conversation or dialogue with friends or family about how we have encountered Jesus Christ, how our life is different because we live within a transforming sacramental life where our God reaches down and interacts with us. It may be simply that we greet people that we pass today and that we proclaim that this is a happy Easter. This is a joyful day because we were one way, but now we are another. Because Christ's death and resurrection has changed everything. Are we going to run and declare? Are we going to run and tell people what we know?